This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The film Argo is up for 7 Oscars, and the movie's pretty faithful to what really happened during the Iranian Revolution. In 1980, a CIA agent named Tony Mendez slipped into Iran and managed to help sneak out 6 U.S. diplomats who were hiding with Canadians by posing as a film crew. One of the Oscar nominations is for Alan Arkin. He sums it up pretty nicely.
Okay. You got 6 people hiding out in a town of what? 4 million people, all of whom chant death to America all the live long day. Then you get a sneak 007 over here into a country that wants CIA blood on their breakfast cereal, and you're going to walk the Brady Bunch out of the most watched city in the world.
Asked about 100 militia at the airport. That's right.
Right.
Well, there's some real suspense for you. But when the movie ends, with the chase scene at the airport, the filmmakers did indulge in a certain amount of Hollywood hype. Reporter Marcus Rosenbaum talked with Tony Mendez and one of the U.S. diplomats a few years ago, and they say that those final hours at the Tehran airport were plenty tense. No Hollywood treatment needed.
There were actually 8 Americans leaving Iran that day, the 6 diplomats, plus Tony Mendez and his partner, a character who didn't even get a mention in the movie. The diplomats have been holed up in Canadian diplomats' homes for 80-odd days. That let them closely follow the chaos in the streets of Tehran and to dwell on it. It wasn't pretty. On the day of departure, Mendez went to the airport ahead of the rest of the group to make sure everything was okay.
I signaled my partner to bring the 6 in, and we went through security, customs, and all arrived at immigration, Lee a little bit ahead of us. Because he was the most up for it, I think.
Lee is Lee Schatz, a U.S. Agriculture Department employee. His office overlooked the embassy grounds from across the street, where he had a bird's-eye view of the violent takeover. So he knew what was at stake. But he also knew the airport well, and he didn't smoke.
There was a really long line of people waiting to check in the smoking section. And there was no line, really, in the no smoking. So rather than stay with the group, I just walked up where there was no line, got my seat assignment, walked right on through.
To face a gauntlet of desks, check this, check that, check the health card, and then one final stop, where you handed in the yellow copy of the document you'd filled out when you'd arrived in the country. Theoretically, the two parts would be matched up. But in those days, there was no real way to do it on the spot, despite the way it was portrayed in the film. Everybody knew that this was the one weak point of the whole concocted story. If they tried to match up the documents and failed, they'd be caught. Schatz remembers it this way.
I walk up, hand them this, and we know this is clearly a false document that has been prepared on our behalf. I handed it to the individual. He looked at my passport and walked into a side room. I thought, whoa. They can't actually match up these numbered pieces of paper, can they? It seemed like forever. This guy came out stirring a cup of tea.
Just a tea break. He stamped Schatz's passport, and Schatz walked through to the departure lounge, trying not to breathe a sigh of relief too obviously. The others followed, but they weren't out of the woods yet. In fact, Tony Mendez says the departure lounge was what worried headquarters the most, because that's where the Revolutionary Guard, as he put it, did their business with passengers.
It came time to have the flight called, and when they came on the intercom, they said Swiss Air is not going to depart on time. It's got a mechanical.
Now, no one panicked, but they sure were worried. Yes, they had backup plans, but they were pretty bad ones. And then, about an hour later, they called the flight. Mendez boarded with Bob Anders, one of the American diplomats in the group.
And as we went up the ramp to the aircraft, Bob Anders nudged me and said, "You guys think of everything." Pointed at the nose of the Swiss aircraft, and there, lettered across the nose, was the word Argau, close enough to the good ship Argo. And we always look for the omen in these operations. There's some sign that tells you that it's going to work, and that was the omen.
Then, wheels up. No one was chasing. But the movie did get the next part right, or mostly right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to announce that alcoholic beverages are now available as we have cleared Iranian airspace.
Tony Mendez says that when the plane crossed out of Iranian airspace, the Americans did break into cheers. What the movie didn't show is that lots of passengers were cheering, not just the Americans. They didn't know what was going on, Mendez says, but they too were happy to be out of there.
They're out! Yes, got them out!
For NPR News, I'm Marcus Rosenbaum.